Know that you're not crazy, nor are you alone. About 80% of the parents I've interviewed acknowledged having that experience. The same percentage holds true for the thousands of parents I've spoken to and worked with over the years. Why? What are we doing, and why on earth are we doing it? Once we make the connection between vulnerability and joy, the answer is pretty straightforward. We're trying to beat vulnerability to the punch. We don't want to be blindsided by hurt. We don't want to be caught off guard, so we literally practice being devastated or never move from self-elected disappointment. For those of us who rehearse tragedy, there's a reason those images flood into our mind the second we're overwhelmed with joy. When we spend our lives, knowingly or unknowingly, pushing away vulnerability, we can't hold space open for the uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure of joy. For many of us, there's even a physiological response, a coming out of our skin feeling. We're desperate for more joy, but at the same time, we can't tolerate the vulnerability. And our culture assists in this doom-filled rehearsal. Most of us have a stockpile of terrible images that we can pull from at the instant we're grappling with vulnerability. I often ask audience members to raise their hands if they've seen a graphically violent image in the past week. About 20% of the audience normally raises their hands. Then I reframe the question. Raise your hand if you've watched the news, CSI, NCIS, Law and Order, Bones, or any other crime show on TV. At that point, about 80 to 90% of the audience hands go up. We have the images we need to activate foreboding joy right at our neurological fingertips. We're visual people. We trust, consume, and mentally store what we see. I remember recently being in the car with Steve and the kids as we headed to San Antonio for a long weekend. Charlie was performing his new kindergarten knock-knock joke routine for us, and we were all cracking up, even his older sister. I started welling up with joy, and in the split second that vulnerability, joy's constant companion, hit me, I shuddered, recalling an image from the news that showed an overturned SUV on I-10 and two empty car seats lying on the ground next to the truck. My laughter turned to panic, and I remember blurting out, "Slow down, Steve!" He looked at me with a puzzled expression and said, "We're stopped."